You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government is planning to set up an employment insurance plan in which people who were laid off or lost their jobs could have as much as 80% of their former income for up to 7 months. The scheme will be run by the ACC and funded by 1.39 cents on every dollar earned by employees and businesses. It is supported by an unlikely alliance between Business New Zealand and the Council of Trade Unions, but welfare advocates say the plan would only drive inequality. Joining me to talk about that now is Associate Professor Mike O'Brien, who is the Child Poverty Action Group's Social Security spokesperson. Kia ora, Mike, and thanks for joining us. So what is exactly wrong with the plan?
But I think there's two or three key issues really. The first one is that what it does is that it creates another tier in the social welfare system. So you've got a social security benefits, then you've got social insurance, and then you've got ACC. And this will then mean that you've got two quite different kinds of treatment, two kind of levels of assistance depending on your eligibility or not for social insurance. So that's the first thing. So you've got two tiers of welfare operating, which is secondly, is we think is probably almost certainly going to mean there is much less attention to the position and needs of people on the very on benefits and on low incomes and in job situations where they don't qualify for social insurance because of contribution rates or because of time frames and so on. So that's probably the second bit. The third bit is that you finish up with two sets of different rules. In the social insurance framework, you are entitled to 80% without any assessment of your partner's income. In social security, your eligibility for social security is very heavily influenced and indeed depends on what level of income your partner has. So there's a whole series of quite different sets of rules depending on how you qualify.
But in retrospect, though, because unlike a lot of other benefits, for example, student allowance that we are on in, the students could be allowed on in, that's means and asset tested. But this sort of social insurance is a means or asset tested, shouldn't that be more beneficial for everyone?
Well, there's a good argument for kind of standardising and getting consistency across the systems as a whole. The Welfare Expert Advisory Group did a lot of good work 2.5 years ago around developing the welfare system so that it provided better support and so that there is a much more comprehensive levels of support. And that's only minimal amounts of that have been implemented. So I guess that one of the worries in this context is that the impetus, if you like, for reform and for developing some of that consistency that you're referring to begins to get lost because lots of attention and energy gets focused on the new social insurance scheme.
So what is the alternative? Long-term, you said you want long-term welfare reform. So what will that look like?
Well, I think that the data is very clear that people on the lowest incomes, that's beneficiaries and people in low-paid jobs, the pressures on those families in that context has been incredibly difficult for a long time, but even more difficult over the last year or two, as you've seen in the growing numbers using food banks and in numbers and hardship grants and so on. So for us, the first priority is, how do we develop the welfare system and welfare support so that children in the poorest households get the level of assistance that they need? And so that would be the starting point. And there's a lot of work that's been done on that, and some changes which have been made, which have been important and valuable. But some of the momentum, I think, we think on that's been lost in the last 12 months or so. So the task now is to redevelop that momentum and not get lost in focusing on a new part of a social support network.
Staying on the topic of the government's job insurance proposal, joining us now is the Council of Trade Unions President, Richard Wagstaff. Tēnā koe, Richard. So why should we need this job insurance scheme?
The motivator behind this is to better protect workers through change. We know that there are a lot of changes coming towards workers around the world. In New Zealand, we need to protect our workers better. So this idea was promoted by ourselves and by Business New Zealand and government in the Future Work Forum before COVID actually arrived on our shores. We were thinking about things like climate change, technology change, demographic change, and so on, and how industries are likely to be significantly disrupted in the years ahead, and how we need to protect workers through that change so that they can move from their jobs into better jobs and be reskilled and supported financially in that transition. And at the moment, there isn't really much transition. We know from research we've done that a lot of working people, they can't withstand a job change, and they find themselves facing real financial hardship and worried about putting food on the table and paying the mortgage or the rent. And New Zealand has a real gap here compared to other countries. You know, we look at places like Scandinavia where they have flexicurity, they have systems of really transitioning people from one job and industry to another. And we need to transition to low-carbon industries in New Zealand. So that's where this came from.
Well, nowadays in New Zealand, there are a lot of people who are on part-time jobs, multiple jobs, contract work or other sort of type of jobs. Would this be covered? Will they be covered by this insurance scheme as well?
Yeah, we want to cover as many people as we can, including casuals, contractors, and all those kinds of people. And the proposal that's gone out is saying, you know, here are some ideas, how do we do that? The idea being that people who had a reasonable expectation of income, if that's cut short through no fault of their own, that there's a way of protecting their income for at least a few months.
So how does that work? We know that up to 80% of one's wages could be covered up to 7 or 8 months.
Yeah, so what will happen is that right now, if you lose your job, you can be sort of, put out the door very, very quickly without much warning, and then left to fend for yourself and obviously try to get welfare. But that isn't very good if your partner's working. You don't get welfare. And it's quite a significant drop in income, and people who have rent to pay, mortgages and so on, can't sustain that, can't live there. What this proposal is saying is that your employer has to give you at least 4 weeks' notice, and then it's saying after that, the employer then has to put you on a bridging payment for another 4 weeks at least 80% of your pay. And then after that, you get another 6 months' pay, another 6 months income at 80% of your previous salary. During that period, you'll be actively looking for work, actively supported and case managed to find another job, and you'd be expected to take another job that paid at least as well as your old job. Otherwise, you could also seek to retrain, and you could remain on that salary, 80% of your salary, for up to a year if you're in a suitable retraining program. So it's very much focused on what we call active labour market policies, you know, finding ways to support people to new jobs, new employment. And we think that's going to be really important if we move to a low-carbon economy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.